Elvis Costello's first album appeared 25 years ago. He's just released his latest, titled When I Was Cruel. It's a raging, roaring burst of sound that's prompted one critic to say, "The Elvis that punks know and love is back." David Greenberger has this review.
When I Was Cruel bristles with a sonic urgency that mirrors the lyrical content of the songs. Costello was branded as an angry young man when he first catapulted into the public arena in 1977. And that was never really a fair or accurate label. Now in his late 40s, he still sounds outraged when confronting moral bankruptcy in any guise. And what's so wrong with that? Middle age has brought a deeper intensity to his articulations, as his own mortality has become an unshakable reality. On the song Alibi, Costello rolls out a litany of excuses for all manner of inaction or wrong-headed moves. The song's resonance and power comes from his delivery and a level of passion that makes it clear he's holding himself and everyone else to the same standards. And you don't need anybody. You are the only one who knows this. Alibi, alibi. You deserve it because you're special. Alibi, alibi. Maybe Jesus wants you for his sunbeam. Alibi, alibi. The album's centerpiece is the 7-minute title track. Autobiographically fueled, the lyrical precision is matched by an Eric Satie-like piano figure. It's a caustic portrait of a long-past romantic entanglement gone bad, but still simmering in its own anger, as well as an insidious sort of regret that could never be understood by a younger man. You gave me this tattoo back in 82. You were a spoiled child then with a record to plug. And I was a shaven-headed seaside thug. Things haven't really changed that much. One of us is still getting paid too much. There are some things I shan't recall. The memory of his last retort. But it was so much easier when I was cruel. His band this time is basically The Attractions, but with a new and astoundingly broad bass player, Davey Farragher. He and drummer Pete Thomas mesh with Costello's guitar playing for a set that is a cavalcade of rhythm and volume. Keyboardist Steve Naive plays with a mix of classical certainty and opaque atmospherics. Horns on several songs add raucous fireworks. Fifteen petals of vivid red. Every time an artist of Elvis Costello's stature seems to reconnect with past works, it's hailed as a return to form. In this case, as in most, it would be incorrect. Costello's musical character has a central core identity. That's why this glorious new album sounds familiar. It bears more than a passing connection to his earlier works because it's all created by the same man, not because he's looking backwards. When I Was Cruel contains elements and insights that he could have created at no other point in his life. Elvis Costello continues to be one of the most consistently engaging and restlessly creative artists in popular music.
Our reviewer is David Greenberger. This is All Things Considered.